Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord, my God, I praise you. You created the whole world all alone. And I thank you for creating me in your own image. I praise you, O Lord, my God. You created the whole world all alone. And I thank you for creating me in your own image. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, I acknowledge you as my maker. Please, do not permit those who hate me to unmake me in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, you are my maker. Please, do not permit those who hate me to unmake me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. James chapter 3, verse 17. James chapter 3, verse 17. I read from the Message version of the Holy Bible. I read now. Real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot one day and cold the next. Not two-faced. Full stop. Praise God. This is the word of God. For truly reborn children of God, and I mean genuine Christians, the wisdom that everyone should have in our bowels is the wisdom from above, the wisdom of God. And God's wisdom is a total package of purity, gentleness, reasonableness, and getting along with others. The Christian husband will not see himself as being smart or clever to commit adultery and call such a sinful pleasure enjoyment. Godly wisdom, as we just read it, is first of all pure. It is the pursuit of holiness, holy living. Also, the Christian wife, as a daughter-in-law, must have a markedly different attitude to her mother-in-law, because most other daughters-in-law in this world have made it a lifelong career to hate, to resent their mothers-in-law and never to get along with them. While God will judge all unfaithful husbands, inconsiderate, selfish, and unloving daughters-in-law also will not escape the anger of the infallible judge. How can a godly wife choose to be enemy of the womb that bore her husband? I knew a lady many years ago who hated her mother-in-law very much. She refused to get along with her. Meanwhile, her husband was the only child of that aged woman. But she tormented her mother-in-law and did not let her enjoy her son, her only child. Well, the old woman eventually went the way of all flesh. She died. As for the lady, who had three sons and four daughters, her children grew up and did well. As this woman approached the age of 70, the children wanted to make her happy by hosting her to a lavish birthday ceremony. But that day never came because she slept one evening and slipped into a coma, woke up into a coma. After a few days, she passed away. She did not let her mother-in-law enjoy her son. So she too was denied that opportunity to enjoy her own seven children. I even had the opportunity to counsel her while she was still alive, but she refused to change. In the church that she attended, she was promoted. She became an assistant pastor in one of the largest Pentecostal churches in Nigeria. The point we are making here is, all women, please humble yourselves. Stoop low to cultivate the friendship of your mothers-in-law. Don't say, oh, my mother-in-law doesn't like me. Stoop low and cultivate her friendship. She gave birth to your husband. Remember, you too, you have sons, you have children. If you maltreat your mother-in-law, your son's wives also will maltreat you. Let's know that God is a God of justice. If we are Christians, let us be Christians, inside out, completely. Let us not satisfy ourselves with doing what pleases us. Let us satisfy God by pleasing God well. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for James chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you for this series about the believer's bowels. Almighty God, please help us that our bowels will be filled with all the things that will make us to please you well. May we not be stubborn to please ourselves. May we be righteous and godly to please you, O God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.